Hello, my name is Andrew Shenton, and I am delighted to be coming to talk with you on November the 18th and 19th about the music of Arvo Pärt and Mozart. In a wonderful piece of programming, the Master Chorale has combined two composers who are recognised as having a touch of genius. You're probably familiar with the music of Mozart, but perhaps less familiar with Arvo Pärt. However, Pärt is an extraordinary composer and fully deserving of his place alongside Mozart. In the mid-1970s, Pärt managed to do something that we thought was not possible. He invented a new musical language. This new musical language, which he calls tintinnabulation after the Latin for sounding bells, has proved extremely popular with audiences. And in fact, you may have heard some of his music in Oscar-winning movies such as There Will Be Blood and fantasy movies such as Avengers: Age of Ultron. The tintinnabulation technique is essentially very simple. Two musical lines sound together as one. The first moves using just three notes of a triad, while the second is more melodic. Together, Pärt has used them to create music of extraordinary beauty and music that is more complex than the simple basic building blocks of his new technique. In fact, Pärt has claimed the position as the most performed living composer in the world for almost 10 years running, a testament to how much his music is appreciated by both performers and audiences. In the discussion on Saturday, I will introduce you to the phenomenal Arvo Pärt and his new musical style, and explain why this music has captured the public imagination so much. On Sunday, prior to the concert, I will explain how Pärt is the genius of our time, much like Mozart was in the 18th century, and I will describe how both of these composers have relied on old music, which they translate into contemporary language for modern listeners. We look forward to you joining us for this wonderful performance.